When you study Scripture, you find many examples of believers who dared to trust God so completely that they lived courageously. They dared to be faithful to God and live boldly for Him. Hi, I'm Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor at Fraser Church. Welcome to Fraser 365. Thank you for joining us as we examine some of the most faithful and courageous heroes of Scripture. We hope this study challenges you to live boldly for Christ today.
Welcome to Day 24 of Dare to Be. Today's devotional is titled, Dare to Be Courageous. Augustine once wrote, "Hope has two beautiful daughters. Their names are anger and courage. Anger at the way things are, and courage to see that they do not remain the way they are." Our text for today is from 1 Samuel chapter 17, verses 17 through 23. "And Jesse said to David his son, 'Take for your brothers an ephah of this parched grain and these 10 loaves, and carry them quickly to the camp to your brothers. Also, take these 10 cheeses to the commander of their 1,000. See if your brothers are well, and bring some token from them.' Now Saul and they and all the men of Israel were in the valley of Elah, fighting with the Philistines. And David rose early in the morning and left the sheep with the keeper and took the provisions and went as Jesse had commanded him. And he came to the encampment as the host was going out to the battle line, shouting the war cry. And Israel and the Philistines drew up for battle, army against army. And David left the things in charge of the keeper of the baggage and ran to the ranks and went and greeted his brothers. As he talked with them, behold, the champion, the Philistine of Gath, Goliath by name, came up out of the ranks of the Philistines and spoke the same words as before. And David heard him." David's father has tasked him with taking food to his brothers who serve in the Israeli army. He is also told to take cheese to their commander. While there, he is to see how his brothers are doing and bring back a token from them. Scholars believe this token would have been spoils of war that the brothers had won, which would signify to Jesse that his boys were victorious in battle. It is noteworthy that David is on task from his earthly father when he heeds a call from his heavenly father. When we are faithful to smaller things, God may increase the size of our task. When reading today's scripture, three phrases stood out to me. The first two are connected. Notice in verse 19, the phrase, "The men of Israel were in the valley of Elah fighting with the Philistines." Then observe the statement from verse 20, "And he came to the encampment as the host was going out to the battle line, shouting the war cry." They were supposed to be fighting the Philistines, but all they were doing was lining up for battle and shouting a war cry. Twice a day for 40 days, the soldiers of Israel got dressed for battle, marched out in formation, and shouted their motto. But nobody stepped forward to fight. 80 times, they looked the part and shouted like they were ready to fight, but no one dared to fight Goliath. Could it be the same in our day? Perhaps some people do the same thing every Sunday when they meet for worship. Every week, people get dressed for church and stand together and sing about Jesus, the one who has the power to give us victory. However, if we don't tap into that power of God for our daily battles with our enemy, all we do is look the part and shout our war cry. Worship should get us ready for the war. Meeting together with people who love the Lord should motivate us to put on the whole armor of God and stand firm in battle. Go read Ephesians 6, verses 10 through 18. The more we focus on the Lord, the more willing we should be to move out from the battle line and into the battle, knowing our victory comes from God. All the training and preparation for battle did no good for the army of Israel if they were not going to engage the enemy. Without stepping out in faith for the battle, the enemy could not be defeated. Goliath's taunting would continue until someone dared to be courageous and fight. Yet notice a third phrase, "And David heard him." That's in verse 23. The other soldiers had heard Goliath repeatedly, but David is hearing him for the first time. John Woodhouse writes, just two words in the original. David heard. Did anyone notice? Did anyone care that young David from Bethlehem heard? Of course not. But this was the turning point in Israel's fortunes, in Israel's history, and therefore in world history. What did David hear that others hadn't? David listened to an uncircumcised Philistine belittling his God and taunting God's army. What he heard stirred his heart. What he believed about his God would give him the courage to step out in faith and battle this giant. Some questions to consider. What good is a war cry if you aren't willing to go to war? What gave David the courage to speak up and step out when those trained for it wouldn't? And finally, why is it essential that we hear with our hearts? Thanks so much for joining us. Have a great day.